Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw, countdown, the only countdown top 10 type show. Right here, youtube.com/ Stephen Larsonville. Anywhere fine podcasts are available. Check us out on CastBox.
Oh, yeah.
Got a great partnership with them.
Yes, we do.
Great way to support the show. Go on there, subscribe, leave a comment or two or three or like that one guy did, like several hundred.
Please don't do that. All he says is Finn Balor.
I was joking about that.
Yeah, don't do that.
But anyways, we're there. We're on the Patreon. We're on Pro Wrestling Tees. We're on friendomarket.com.
True.
You can get the Slayus pack, shirt, stickers, postcard. We wrote our names on the card so you know who we are.
Yeah, basically. And we got our arms full like this. So.
We also pack every order ourselves.
Yeah, here's a picture of us enthusiastically sporting the shirts and the stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great sale going on to honor Slammiversary.
Yeah, it's Slammiversary this sale, weekend. $5 off the Slayus pack, usually $30. This weekend only, $25. Great value.
Until we decide to do another sale. All right, so here's the deal. This week, we're taking a look at the upcoming 2K19. And, of course, every year, we anxiously anticipate the roster reveal.
Yeah.
Where they trot out. Sometimes they do, like, a video special. Sometimes they usually do a video thing. Anyways, so in the other video that went up today, we took a look at the top 10 legends that we want to see in the game. There's always some legends that they put in there. This video, we're taking a look at the top 10 current active roster members that we want to see in the game that were not in there last year. There's 10 acts, be it, you know, factions or
solo
individuals.
Competitors, yeah. Or factions. Yes, let's get to it, Steve, with number 10, please.
Number 10.
10.
British Strong Style. Look at those dapper young men.
So, of course, Pete Dunne, United Kingdom champion, Trent Seven, Tyler Bate, just dropped the NXT Tag Team Championships, but all three of them seem like they're going to be prominent fixtures of NXT UK. They're immensely popular.
Yes.
Yeah, come on. They got to be in the game.
Oh, man.
They got to be in the game.
If for no other reason than you and I, if we choose to be a tag team, we can do the slow roll into the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if Trent Seven's in the game, I will be that's going to be my entrance, the slow roll. Because number one, he comes out and he waves to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I like waving at people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets in there. He's got the
towel around his neck, yes.
And then he rolls
slow
in.
Rolls in.
All I really have to do is change his head features, like the beard.
And it's basically
hair,
you.
And then, like, change his face. And it's basically me anyways. You get kind of a hoss belly. And so I think that would be great.
I agree. That's outstanding.
Yeah. So, yeah, British Strong Style, they definitely need to be in the game
yes.
this year. Who wouldn't want to see that? And then, you know, it'd be great is if they gave Tyler Bate the ability to do the move where he's got one guy on his shoulders and he does the spin with the other guy.
Yeah, that can be an OMG moment.
Yeah. There you go. Number nine.
Nine.
Buddy Murphy. Ooh, he's been making waves on 205 Live.
He is the juggernaut of 205 Live.
Probably well above 205 pounds,
well,
by the way.
He seems like he might weigh more, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's made quite a name for himself so far on 205 Live. He's only been there for, a handful of months.
Mm-hmm.
Since he made his debut, you know, in relation to the development cycle of the game, maybe a bit late. I don't know if he'll make the cut.
Mm.
However, I hope he does. Because if for no other reason, his moveset is incredible.
Yeah.
I kind of want to, if I make myself in the new game, which I do because I'm a narcissist like that.
Oh, sure.
I will probably give myself Buddy Murphy's moves because he's got power, he's got speed, and he can do the high-flying stuff too. I like doing all those things.
And his finisher is killer.
Yeah, man.
It is a killer finisher. Absolutely, Buddy Murphy deserves to be in the game. He's been putting in a lot of great work.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that.
Yeah.
Number eight, and he can also be Alexa Bliss's valet, perhaps. Number eight.
Eight.
Candice LeRae. One thing that I want to point out is that, so we don't have the picture here, but there's a couple spectacular pictures of Candice when she was tag teaming with Joey Ryan. against the Young Bucks in PWG, where she got the crimson mask.
Yeah, she got busted open. Yeah.
I don't remember if they let women.
In the game?
Get blood on the face. I don't think we've ever had that happen in a game.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know if they allow that.
I don't remember.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. So that would be cool. Look, she's a fantastic wrestler. I might steal as part of from her moveset.
Oh, her moonsault.
Her moonsault.
It's tremendous.
I might steal that.
It is tremendous.
Because it's smooth.
Yeah, she's got like this great like high peaking arc.
Mm-hmm.
She gets the most height of anybody that does like a second rope moonsault.
Again, though, kind of a recent addition to the NXT roster, especially in a full wrestling capacity.
Mm-hmm.
However, man, I would love to see that.
Oh, heck yeah.
She more than deserves that, I think.
Absolutely.
Candice LeRae. Number seven.
Seven.
Mustafa Ali.
So why wasn't he in the game last year?
I don't know.
It's weird how they only had
Cedric was in.
Yeah, they only had like a small sampling from the 205 Live roster,
mm-hmm.
and somehow Mustafa Ali didn't make the cut.
Yeah, I don't know.
He is the heart of 205 Live.
Jack Gallagher was in there. I get it.
He's dependable to put on a stellar match night in and night out.
Yes.
Anytime he has a match on 205 Live. It's usually the best match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
The promos he was doing leading up to his match at Mania against Cedric Alexander, yeah.
Great.
Fantastic. Brilliant work.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer he hasn't been doing that stuff these days, but maybe once he's back in a major program, he will. I can't say enough good things about Mustafa Ali. Seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Great wrestler.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if he had a spot in this year's game.
On top of that, look at that cool LED.
Oh man,
mask.
That's gonna look great. That's gonna be a great entrance.
Yeah, and then like the hand pulsar ray thing.
Yeah, man, I want that for my entrance too.
Absolutely. And then could I keep it when I'm in the match? I go.
Yeah. You're at a disadvantage. You turn your mask on. You blind them.
Number six.
Six.
Shayna Baszler, the current NXT Women's Champion. This has got to be a given that she's going to be in the game.
I would think so.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's fantastic. I really like her character work. She seems to like to tap people out quite a bit, so
mm-hmm.
that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be spectacular.
I feel like it's going to be a shoo-in for either her or Kairi Sane, maybe probably both, be in this year's game.
One thing I like about her music, have you ever noticed her music sounds like an arcade video game like Double Dragon?
Kind of, yeah.
It kind of sounds like an 80s arcade mm-hmm. video game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, you like it.
So I want that in the game.
Yeah.
That's good. Anyways, number five.
Five.
Leo Rush. It's the man of the hour, Larson.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Leo Rush.
Yeah.
He's the best. And here's what they got to do with him. Make him the fastest guy in the roster.
Oh, easily.
You know? And give him all sorts of great... You know, he's got the jewelry and the watch. He's got that really cool hoodie. He's got a really cool entrance song. But more than anything, if you can – I don't know. Here's the funny thing. He might be a game breaker. How are they going to program that game to come off the ropes and then stop in the middle of the ring and go the other way?
90 degrees, yeah.
Oh, man. That's got to be like – oh, crap.
I don't know.
Like, could you – that's probably – it wouldn't surprise me if that was something that the guys who work on this game – you know, obviously, I have to keep an eye out on the product.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever new people come in, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, well, what are they going to be doing? And then they see this guy do that. It's like, well, our engine doesn't handle that.
Yeah.
You know, so they have to at least make the character faster than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But, you know, all the doom, doom, all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, it's
like,
going to be hard to program all that.
Dodging people?
I don't
think so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, Leo
but again, he debuted kind of late in the year, probably in relation to the
could
development
be too
cycle.
Late. Could be too
might late. Have to wait till 2K20, unfortunately.
And
but
on top of that, they got to figure out how to do the
all the speed, all the quickness.
It's too much. He's a game breaker, dude.
Yeah.
Number four.
Four.
Ricochet.
Oh yes, please.
I mean, come on now.
If I don't use Buddy Murphy's moves for myself, I'm using Ricochet's.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I'll switch off between the two.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Boy, Ricochet is something else.
Oh, yeah.
They should have him do the thing where he can just, like, jump out and then land on his feet after doing a flip out.
Like, as a matter of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be able to do it. That's one of your taunts.
Yeah.
Just run, flip, land on your feet on the outside.
Oh, man. Give me a break.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Again, you want a guy, you want to program him so that he can fly a little higher than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He can do bouncy, crazy stuff a little more than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see that, like the taunt where he comes in and he does the superhero pose thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, there's so
all
much
that. Oh, his entrance is great too. I'd love to see that in the game with all the lasers coming down and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Pretty awesome.
Be great stuff. Number three.
Three.
The Velveteen Dream.
Speaking of great entrances.
Oh man, this would be great. I can't wait to because I think he's been around for plenty of time.
Oh yes.
He'll be in this damn game. I think that's gonna happen.
Oh yes.
And I can't wait for I might use his taunt as my taunt. Just he goes like,
I think there's one taunt coming up that's gonna be my taunt.
Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe you're right.
There's
that
a couple
one.
Options with that.
Yeah, there's a couple
entry.
Options there,
there
yeah.
There really is. I can think of three.
There's a lot going on. I can think of, I can think of a couple. Getting back to Velveteen Dream. Yeah, he's going to be in the game.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic. I can't wait to match him up against Aleister Black. And this time, Velveteen Dream goes over.
Gets the W, goes over.
He puts Aleister Black's face in his front area on his trunks, airbrushed.
Oh, you mean airbrushed. Okay.
No, I don't mean he actually made, no, not
that's
that.
What I thought you were saying.
No. He puts people's faces on his like butt. And
I understand.
Crotch.
Yes, now I understand.
Great. Number two. Andrade Cien Almas, aka
El Idolo. He was missing from last year's game.
Yep.
And hopefully he makes his way into this year's game. Between the release of these two games, he's managed to become NXT champion. Get called up to the main roster.
But before that, he put on a 5-star match with Johnny Gargano.
And he's put on one heck of a match against AJ Styles on SmackDown Live TV.
Correct.
He's great in the ring. All the charisma in the world. Zelina Vega would have to be included
of
as well.
Of course.
And then you get there, if they can find any way to mimic their chemistry in the ring. Imagine they do the dual Tranquilo pose and stuff like that. That'd be fantastic. Yeah.
No, it'd be fantastic. Probably what's going to happen, though, is he does a Tranquilo and she just sort of walks around.
Yeah.
That's all that stuff.
I know.
She distracts you as you try to go for a pin.
Yeah. Or the AI gets a little weird and she starts walking into the barricade or something like that repeatedly. That's always fun when that happens.
It's always a blast when that happens. More than anything, I want his gold attire, though.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff looks amazing.
Oh, man. That was incredible.
It's great.
Incredible.
Anyways, yeah, for sure. El Idolo belongs in the game. Number one. Undisputed Era. Boom. There you go. Look at Roderick Strong's face right there.
Of course, he was in last year's game, but that was
pre-Undisputed
Era.
That
was face Roderick Strong. Give me Undisputed Era heel Roderick Strong. And here's the thing.
Okay.
I want the selection of these three taunts. Of course, Undisputed Era hand sign.
Yeah, of course.
Number one.
Yeah.
Two, Adam Cole, baby. Okay. And most importantly, Kyle O'Reilly playing air guitar on the tag title.
Could you imagine that entrance, that like team entrance that you can do? That'll be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be so good. The three people, like Kyle O'Reilly's air guitaring guy. You get somebody else. And then you go down in the ring and they do an Adam Cole,
baby. Oh, there's also Boom.
And there's Boom.
That's four taunts.
They have to get that entrance down perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just be them coming down like throwing up too sweet.
No, even you can't just do the hand sign. You got to have it all.
Again, they're going to have to figure out because, you know, it gets kind of wonky when they start doing this stuff. It's going to be all junior.
No, that's all pre-rendered animation, though. That's all fine.
Yeah, but like when they do the La Taunt, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do this as a taunt.
No, they can work it out. No, it'll be fine.
That's how it's gonna go, man.
Anyway, that's really what Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly in the game.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to do an Adam Cole baby in game. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's all I'll do incessantly. But then the question is, if you're playing as Adam Cole, what's the Shining Wizard?
Oh, I mean the last shot.
I'm sorry. What's the last shot?
Is it the original last shot,
or is it the Shining Wizard,
or is it the Shining Wizard at the back of the head, or is it the combination of the two?
I don't know. Nobody knows these things.
I don't know to tell
Nobody
you, man.
Knows. Anyways, look at this, man. We got this Adam Cole.
Or was it they call a relic?
This was used September 9th.
His
I'm sorry,
debut.
August 19th, 2017.
That's what they say.
His foot touched this.
Well, maybe.
Not weird.
But also, that was the night. No. Yeah, the night that Bob Roode lost the. Didn't. Yeah. Drew beat Bob Roode for the NXT title, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
No.
Yes. No.
No. Yes.
Why do I not remember that? Anyways, it's also the night
Yeah, Drew beat him.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre won the NXT title, right? Because they beat up Drew right afterwards.
Yeah, and then did Bob Roode didn't get a rematch. He fought Roderick Strong instead and then disappeared.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds right.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
I think so.
Anyways, that's it.
I'm forgetting that.
And so you don't have to look it up right now.
No, I feel like
we're about to end the show right now.
Well, I just want to do it for my own.
It doesn't matter. Wait, can you wait 5 seconds? We're about to close the show.
Go ahead, close the show.
All right, thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Yeah, see, Bobby Roode, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
There you go. And then he got his rematch, but it was against Roderick Strong for no title.
Yeah, just making sure the timing was right, man.
Bye, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.